Inflation pressures appear to be easing a bit in the U.S., despite the largest increase in food prices in 18 years. A Labor Department report shows the Consumer Price Index, a measure of the average price changes for goods and services, rose only 0.2% in April. It rose 0.3% in March. But the numbers mean little to some Americans. Rising prices for basic items have already had a devastating impact on some families. Single mother Julie Tachuk says after paying for gas and groceries, she had no money left to pay for electricity.
There's something wrong with this picture. I mean, I work hard, I come home, I take care of my kid. Why am I in this situation?
Despite the hardship for some, the lower-than-expected price index helped ease financial market concerns, pushing Wall Street slightly higher on Wednesday. Taking out volatile food and energy costs, the Labor Department says core CPI rose by just 0.1% last month. Consumer assistance groups say the irony is that the number of people unable to pay their energy bills is now the highest it's been in 16 years. Mark Wolf is executive director of the National Energy Assistance Directors Association.
Energy is becoming unaffordable to millions of low-income families, and we don't have a good solution in place to help them.
Although gasoline prices surged higher last month, the price index reflected a 2% drop after seasonal adjustments are factored in. That may be little comfort to motorists now paying record prices at the pump. Millar Sega, VOA News.